This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar this evening. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Bonsai Garden, Sewage Treatment Plant, Sardar and Sub-District Hospital. The projects launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. The Prime Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, also addressed the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. It includes 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Sharing his article on social media platform LinkedIn, Mr. Modi said, "The speed of execution is breathtaking, from foundation stone to operational facility in just 2 years." He further said, "Defence production has soared to 1.27 lakh crore rupees in 2023-24. The Prime Minister said, "Complete defence ecosystem is being transformed." Mr. Modi and Spanish President Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing C-295 aircraft in Vadodara, Gujarat on Monday. Disengagement process at the Dipsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh has been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control, LAC. According to army sources, talks will continue at local commander's level and the border patrolling will resume soon, marking a significant step towards restoring normalcy in the region. The sources said, verification is in progress and patrolling modalities will be decided between ground commanders. The Indian Army sources also reported that both sides will exchange sweets tomorrow on the occasion of Deepavali. As Deepavali approaches, the festive spirit is sweeping across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand Deepotsav held at 55 ghats of Sariyu River of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Pedi, this evening. Uttar Pradesh government achieved the 7th Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25,12,000 diyas on Deepotsav. This year, another world record was created in which 1,121 batuks performed the largest aarti together on the ghats of Sariyu. In West Bengal, Kali Puja and Deepavali will be celebrated tomorrow. In Delhi, major hospitals are fully prepared to deal with the cases of burn injuries during Deepavali. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted the people on the eve of Deepavali. In her message, the President said that Deepavali is a festival of happiness and enthusiasm, and it symbolizes the victory of knowledge over ignorance and good over evil. In his message, Vice President said, "The festival symbolizes the timeless victory of light over darkness, hope over despair, and knowledge over ignorance." The Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. To effectively deal with the high passenger volumes during the festive season, the railway has taken several steps for better crowd management and providing seamless services to the passengers at major railway stations of Delhi. Talking to Akashvani News, Divisional Railway Manager Sukhvinder Singh said, "Sale of platform tickets at major railway stations in Delhi has been banned till the 7th of November. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has said that procurement operations of paddy are ongoing in full swing in the states of Punjab and Haryana. So far, 10 lakh farmers in Punjab and over 4 lakh farmers in Haryana have registered to sell their produce in Kharif marketing season KMS 2024-25. The ministry said that the central government is committed to ensure that the benefit of MSP regime is realized by all the farmers. The MSP of paddy has increased from 1,310 per quintal in 2013-14 to 2,300 per quintal in 2023-24. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karaikal and Mahi during the next 3 days. It has also predicted heavy rainfall over south interior Karnataka tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely to over Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Telangana. And with that, we end this news bulletin.